You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Global weakness has dragged Sensex 572 points down and all sectoral indices ended up in the red. These will be some of the big stories we'll be chasing as we'll take an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices corrected sharply for the second consecutive session in line with global weakness on Thursday ahead of a crucial OPEC meeting decision due later in the day. In intraday trade, the Sensex fell more than 600 points and the Nifty broke 10,600 levels. Traders also remain cautious ahead of the five states elections exit poll due on Friday evening and results on December 11th. The weakness might continue in coming sessions considering the spate of weak domestic data due, experts said, adding the state elections results will also be closely watched. Some of the domestic data we're looking at, like economic, tax collections, auto sales, NBFC liquidity crisis, etc. The 30-share BSE Sensex was down 572.28 points, or 1.59%, to close at 35,312.13, and the 50-share NSE Nifty fell 181.7 points, or 1.69%, to close at 10,601.2. AK Prabhakar of IDBI Capital told Money Control, and I quote, GDP is not good, tax collection not good, liquidity problem continued in NBFCs, auto sales likely to be weak in December, so taking all these into consideration, there is a high possibility that the market may see 9,900 levels or March lows again in coming weeks, unquote. Gaurav Dua, head of research Sher Khan by BNP Paribas, said any fall from here on would always be a buying as ultimately market always focuses on macro and earnings in the long term. All sectoral indices, like I said earlier, closed in the red with auto, IT and realty falling the most, down over 2% each. Bank, FMCG, metal and pharma slipped over 1% each. The broader markets also caught in bear trap as Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices plunged over 1.5%. About 3 shares declined for every share rising on the NSE. Among Nifty 50, 47 stocks ended in the red, with Reliance Industries was down 2.73%, Infosys down 1.89% and HDFC down 1.39%, contributing the most to this correction. Indiabulls Housing Finance, which was down 5.54%, Maruti Suzuki down 4.56%, Tech Mahindra down 4.19%, Bajaj Finserv down 3.98% and Tata Motors down 3.87% were the biggest losers. Sun Pharma, which was up 1.74% and JSW Steel up 0.34% were the only gainers among the Nifty 50 pack of stocks. In fact, Sun Pharma snapped its three-day losing streak. The sharp fall in the rupee ahead of OPEC meeting also dented market sentiment. The currency was down 40 paise to 70.87 against the US dollar at the time of my saying this. And finally, global cues. Global markets corrected sharply ahead of OPEC members' decision due later in the day and due to fresh flare-up of tensions between US and China. At the time of my saying this, Brent crude futures, the international benchmark for oil prices, fell 3.56% to $59.37 a barrel, and US oil futures slipped 3.82% to $50.87 a barrel. Major Asian markets ended the day lower, tracking weakness on the Wall Street overnight. Japan's Nikkei, China's Shanghai Composite, South Korea's Kospi, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng were all down in the range of 1.5% to 2.5%. Among European markets, France's CAC, Germany's DAX and Britain's FTSE were down around 2.5% each. Well, that's pretty much everything you needed to know about the events on the Lal Street today. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.